Welcome to the Sportscast, where a group of fifth graders talk sports. Dominic, Dylan, Tony, Liam, Dylan, Michael, and Nico. Ready for some fun? Let's go. Be sure to like and subscribe.
Hello, my name is Dominic, and this is a podcast where we talk about New York sports. Let's go around the table and talk about our names and our favorite New York sports teams.
Hi, my name is Anthony Veneroni. My favorite sports, New York sports team are the New York Islanders, New York Mets, and New York Knicks. And Giants.
Hi, my name is Liam, and my favorite sports teams are the Jets, the Mets, the Knicks, and
My name is Dylan. My favorite New York sports teams are the Rangers, Mets, Knicks, and Jets.
My name is Dominic. My favorite sports teams are the Rangers, Mets, and Knicks.
Hi, my name is Dylan. My favorite sports teams is the Mets, the Knicks, and the Rangers.
Hi, my name is Michael. My favorite teams are the Islanders, the Jets, and the Bills, and the New York Knicks.
Hi, my name is Nico. My favorite NY teams are the Islanders, Knicks, and Bills.
So today we will be talking about a bunch of things in the world of sports. Let's start off with the Super Bowl. Who does everybody get got winning the Super Bowl?
Eagles.
Starting with Tony.
I want the Eagles to win all the way.
Yeah, same. I want the Eagles to win because, like, I don't want the NFL to be scripted.
Yeah, same.
I'm starting to feel it.
I don't want the rest to go.
I want the Eagles because then the whole NFL is going to be looking at Taylor Swift.
I want the Eagles because I hate Taylor Swift.
I want the Eagles to win because I don't want the Chiefs to win, like, so many Super Bowls in a row.
Yeah.
So, like, I want the Eagles to win. First, I'm a Jets fan, so I don't know why I want the Eagles to win. But, like, Patrick Mahomes isn't even that good. I don't know why they think he's so good. He jogs when he goes, like, when he runs. He jogs. And, like, Taylor Swift's horrible. It's not even Taylor Swift at this point. She shouldn't even go to the games.
Oh. I want the Eagles to win because my favorite player is Saquon Barkley.
Eagles across the board.
Yeah. So, what are you guys?
I have a question. Okay. Who do you think's going to win Super Bowl MVP?
Saquon, bro. He's going to have Saquon. 150 Saquon. Rushing yards.
More than that.
More than that, bro.
Okay, are we going over?
Does everyone across the everyone here think Saquon's going to win Super Bowl MVP?
Yes.
All right, guys. So let's see what does everybody think is the best bets to put money on for the Super Bowl?
Saquon Barkley.
Saquon Barkley, 200 plus yards, and Eagles to win.
Liam?
I just put the Eagles winning.
Saquon Barkley, over 150 yards, Eagles win, and Jalen Hurts gets 200 plus yards.
I'm saying Jalen Hurts over 100 passing yards, and Saquon Barkley over 3 rushing touchdowns.
I'm going with just the Eagles winning the Super Bowl.
I'm going with Chiefs. Yeah.
Bro, what?
Patrick Mahomes MVP.
I thought you said the Eagles.
I know, but the Chiefs
are so good, and like there's like 7 refs that favor them and everything.
So I said
did you see the meme where the ref and Patrick Mahomes switch jerseys.
Oh, yeah. So, Nico, what's your best bet?
I think the Chiefs are going to win, but I want the Eagles to win.
Mm-hmm. So, next we will be talking about the worst trade in NBA history, in my opinion, other than the MJ trade.
Can I
ask? Luka Doncic
to the Lakers.
To the Lakers.
And Anthony Carmelo Davis and, to the Mavericks.
What do you guys all think of that?
That is
ludicrous.
that's just okay. Not so good. I don't know why the Mavericks would trade Luka.
Yeah, like...
Who else has
that? I heard that, like, the contract's too high, so they had to trade Anthony Davis, but Anthony Davis' contract is high, and he just gets injured too much.
I think that...
Like, the Lakers just got a huge steal.
Yeah, on the Lakers' side, it's amazing. On the Mavericks' side,
no, it's not.
The Lakers were already so good. And they're just getting better.
Yeah.
They beat what's it called? On Christmas.
They beat a lot of teams.
I can't think of it. On Christmas they beat
They beat the Knicks yesterday.
No, the Lakers beat the on Christmas. What was it?
Who was it? Yeah, I know.
I watched the game.
And then
Curry's
team.
The Golden State Warriors.
I can't believe they won that. I thought the Warriors were gonna be.
They basically what the Lakers got a player that took his team to the championship last year, or like what it was like the Western Conference Championship or something.
Yeah.
And what the Mavericks got is a shell of Anthony Davis who gets injured every week, basically.
It's true.
Okay.
Now we go to baseball. First up. Pete Alonso should be on the Mets already.
Yeah.
No.
I don't think
Pete Alonso's going to maybe go to the Mets. He's not going to the Blue Jays.
I think Pete Alonso and Vlad Guerrero are just going to switch sides.
Yeah. I was going to... What I'm saying is they're going to Pete is going to go on the Mets, but the Mets are going to trade him for Vladdy. Yeah.
And I know something. The Yankees are getting too many old guys.
Yeah. What do you have to say about that? What do you got to say about that?
That's kind of true. Devin Williams... just an embarrassment to Pete Alonso. Like, he gave up the home run. That's just an embarrassment. I don't know why the Yankees would get him.
How do you feel about Soto trading to the Mets?
Oh, we forgot to get the biggest trade in MLB history.
Dylan, that's not the biggest trade in MLB history.
It's not.
Soto. Soto to the New York Mets.
Yay! Like $765 million for 15 years.
What Scott Boras thinks is that he's getting Soto's money.
It's too much money.
Scott Boras wants what Soto's getting for Pete Alonso.
I thought Soto got too much money.
Yeah,
and also too much. Fifteen years. Come on, I think they should do more years.
If they were doing that much money, at least 20.
Michael, they put that much money, so Soto just didn't go to any other team.
Michael.
But there's better deals.
I thought you just said that he needed more years on the Mets.
They should have got more years.
15 years. That's way too much. He's definitely going to retire on the Mets.
He's already been in the league for like 7 years.
Yeah.
He's going to retire on the Mets.
He's going to retire
more than $1 billion. 15 years is for $765 million. That's more than he's going to get more than $1 billion as a Met.
No, it's all right.
So...
I get why he went for the Mets.
Spring training starting soon.
Yeah.
Who do you think is gonna be in the World Series this year? Be brutally honest. Don't just say your favorite team.
Okay, Dodgers.
Yeah, because the Dodgers have
the
everyone.
The Dodgers are so good.
Yeah, the Dodgers have to go.
Yamamoto and Sasaki. Roki Sasaki and
Ohtani.
Yamamoto and Ohtani.
Yeah, Ohtani's insane.
I got the Dodgers and let me think.
Mets are probably gonna make it to the semifinals.
They're gonna get it to the NLCS.
Some people are gonna make it.
Dodgers winning. I got the Dodgers going back to back.
I got the Dodgers Guardians. Dodgers win.
I got something like yours. I got the Guardians versus the. Wait, let me think.
No, you're not putting the Dodgers in there.
I'm not putting the Dodgers
in
there.
What?
Just because they have so many good players.
Yeah, that
they
doesn't mean they're going to make.
They can just like.
I mean, I think the Dodgers like because I've seen
it. I think it's, to be brutally honest, I think it's going to be Guardians and versus like the Blue Jays or something.
They're in the same.
No, not the Blue Jays. The Brewers.
I think it was the brilliant Adames and Devin Williams.
No, because like the Brewers make the playoffs every year, and they could just go on a run. And the Guardians were one of the best teams last year, and they can still get better. So yeah. I feel like, and the Guardians will win.
Yeah,
the only had to get like Guardians. They almost beat the
like
Yankees. Dylan. It was pretty close. It wasn't that far.
The Guardians versus the Dodgers.
Yeah, I feel like the Guardians.
And then I also like Liam said, if the Dodgers get injured, Brewers could come up. Maybe the Mets,
some NL teams, if the big players on the Dodgers get injured.
Yeah. Maybe the Phillies also go there.
Guys, we make predictions for the best teams, but then the most underrated teams just like go from here all the way up to there.
Yeah,
it's like unexpected.
So now
we're gonna go to hockey.
Yeah, the Islanders are coming back.
They're coming back.
The Islanders have too much rookies though.
Hold on. Yeah, definitely.
I need to say something.
Matthew Berger.
This happened yesterday. JT Miller trade back to the Rangers for Filipino and like a pick. Like, I think Rangers are getting so much more than the Canucks. Like, it's like the Luka trade with, like, in this case, the Canucks are the Mavericks and the Rangers are the Lakers. Yeah. Like, what are the Canucks doing?
Like,
I think just saying the Islanders are coming back. They're on a pretty good winning streak.
I know it's pretty good.
Unfortunately, guys, I can't lie. To be honest,
the Islanders are starting to come back.
But
you never know. They could lose a game and then they could start just
the usual
falling right back.
That's an Islander history.
They have like a 10-game winning streak, and then they lose the next 10 games in a row.
They always make it to the playoffs and always lose to the Hurricanes.
Like last year, the Hurricanes.
I don't know what happened to the Hurricanes.
Hurricanes always beat the Islanders.
Yeah.
But they're not even that good. The Islanders could beat them if they really tried. I think the Islanders aren't really trying.
They have a good coach, though.
Can I say something?
Yeah, the coach is really good.
The Rangers have a history of making it to the conference final and then just losing. And the team they lose to wins the Stanley Cup.
So if the Rangers somehow make it into the playoffs, if they start to do good.
You know what I want
to
see?
If they lose in the conference game to go to the Stanley Cup, that person they lost to will win the Stanley Cup.
I want
to
see Rangers versus Islanders. Islanders game, playoffs or something.
That would be good.
And then Stanley Cup will come next. But I don't think that would be a pretty.
That's probably not gonna happen.
I think I could see it
in the first round. If the Rangers make the playoffs, I could see that in the first round.
Well, I think the Islanders might win because they beat the Hurricanes this season, didn't they?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, guys, the Rangers traded Jacob Trouba. I mean, I see it.
He's too rough.
Yeah.
He's going to the Ducks, and he's...
I didn't like him as a captain.
He's not good. We got some... The Rangers did get some guys.
I just didn't like Jacob Trouba in general.
Let's talk about New York football. What you guys...
Wait, hold on. Edstrom on the Rangers, he's the guy that hits now because Rempe, had that suspension.
Yeah. The Giants had to pick someone good from the draft.
No, I have a question for everyone. Yeah. Who do you think the Giants will pick in the draft? And who do you think the Jets will?
Okay, wait.
The Jets need a QB.
Starting?
I don't think you're going to get a QB. Rodgers, they said Rodgers might have one more year.
All right, so we all agree the Jets ruined it for themselves.
Start with the only Giants
play.
Who do you think the Giants will get?
No, just the position. You don't have to have a player.
You could say the player if you want.
I want the Giants to like trade up like they did for Eli Manning to get Shador Sanders.
I think they're gonna get Cam Ward.
Well, I think the Jets ruined it for themselves.
I think on the last game they won.
I think they just lost on purpose.
They have two wide receivers.
I think the same thing as Liam.
And I think that they're going to trade with the Browns and try and get Shador or Cam, whoever the Titans don't pick. And if they don't trade, I think they're going to go Travis Hunter.
What position do you think they'll let Travis Hunter play? You think they'll let him play both?
Corner. They need corner. Maybe they let him play preseason, he plays wide receiver, the other he plays corner, and then they could see what the best is, what he's better in.
Dylan, I'm pretty sure the Bills versus the Chiefs game was rigged.
Mike, can I say one thing? We're talking about the Giants and the Jets. Who they're going to pick in the draft. The Jets need a quarterback.
The Jets need a quarterback too. Who do you think, Shador Sanders or Cam Ward? For the Giants, Shador or Cam Ward? Cam Ward.
I feel like everyone's gonna want Shador because maybe Deion Sanders comes and helps coaches. So they all want Shador, but Cam Ward is, I think, is a lot better than Shador Sanders is so overrated.
Guys, since the Tennessee Titans have the first pick, who do you think they're going to draft?
Travis Hunter. 1,000,000% Travis Hunter.
Definitely. 100%.
And then they're going to keep Will Levis for one more year, and then depending on what they do, they might draft the next year.
I think you're going to get him because he won the Heisman, right?
They might.
I mean, Ashton Gentry probably should have, too.
Well, he's a good running back.
Ashton Gentry should have won the Heisman.
Cowboys should pick him.
Ashton Gentry's the mini Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
Since Dom's like the only Cowboy fan here.
Who am I going to take? I think Ashton Gentry.
The Jets honestly don't need a running back. Zeke is gone. Rico is not. I think our defense, the Jets defense, just got crushed.
Yeah. Demolished.
That whole season,
Sauce can't tackle anyone.
Their whole season, their offense was pretty good. If you look at Aaron Rodgers' stats, his stats were pretty good. But the defense just didn't help him out. And that's why he lost so many passing touchdowns in his career.
I thought the defense, like a year ago or two years ago, were so much better.
1,000,000%.
Yeah. And they just got a lot of new coaches, too.
I feel like they would have been better off keeping Zach Wilson. Guys, we need a new coach.
We definitely need a new coach.
We got no new coach. I know.
I said we needed it. The Jets had a chance to draft Josh Allen, but instead they drafted Sam Darnold,
who is now on the Vikings. And they could have drafted him, but they always don't draft the people who go the best. Yeah. And they draft the people who just, like, go down.
I'm actually pretty happy the Jets didn't get Josh Allen.
The Jets cannot draft.
Because the Bills are so much better. And they're, like, they're actually doing better.
So now we're talking about New York sports. We have the Jets and Giants. What about the Bills? They just lost in the AFC Championship
AFC Championship game.
The only thing
I was saying,
clearly rigged.
The ball was over the line for that first down.
Everybody was over.
Yes, he did get pushed back, but that's forward progress.
Going to a different game. Mark Andrews sold.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Just speaking about the
Bro, Kadarius Toney.
Bro was like, it's in my hands.
And also, what happened at the Bills' defense in that last minute of the game? They just shut down.
They just shut down. There was no possible point.
They were a robot
they were
and
get
they
it.
Shut down.
They were probably like, I think we're gonna get bonus money for letting the Chiefs win.
Yeah, really. But I also think
get on the ref side.
When Patrick Mahomes was like running, that was definitely a face mask. He was holding him. He had a Nelson in him. Literally had a Nelson in him.
And then
that's just
fine.
Let's go back to the draft.
Yeah. No. Wait. What happened to that? You told me earlier today, Nico, that fine that happened.
Yeah.
When Travis Kelce threw the ball and started talking smack to two Bills players, Travis Kelce got fined.
Yeah.
But both of the Bills players got fined also.
But they barely did nothing.
They barely did anything.
They didn't do anything.
I don't know why. How they were getting into like a fight kind of. The helmet came off. The Chiefs guy threw off his helmet. I couldn't tell who that was.
Guys, what about the Commanders? Commanders Eagles, bro. That was literally called the snowstorm game.
Commanders never should have won. Nope. I think the Buccaneers.
Wait, no, that wasn't
won.
The snowstorm game. That was the game before that.
They shouldn't have beat.
I think the Commanders never should have.
Beat the Lions.
So yeah.
I don't know how that was possible.
Wait, no, Jaden Daniels versus the Eagles, like, he was hot with, like, he was getting hot against the Lions, and then he just fell down, like, they got blown out. I have no idea what happened. Barkley went off.
I feel like the real reason the Commanders lost was their offense, because so many people just fumbled the ball, and then the Eagles recovered every fumble.
If the turnovers
didn't happen... The game would have been close, and the Commanders might have won.
Wait, going back to the Texans versus the Chiefs. The Texans should have won.
Yes.
It was all their kicker's fault.
The kicker missed
four times, right? Four times three is 12.
Patrick Mahomes flopped.
Oh, yeah, he definitely flopped. No, the two Texans hit their heads. I don't know how that was a penalty on there. Patrick Mahomes. Versus the Bills. Patrick Mahomes, when he was running, he stopped on purpose so then the Bills players would hit him.
Just going back to the season with the Texans, Tank Dell's injury.
The Texans would have had a better chance of getting farther in the playoffs.
Going back to
the I'm just saying,
such a good play.
Their kickers.
We'll be back after this commercial.
Okay, goodbye. So, right now we want to talk about our sponsor for the podcast, Weikert Realtors. If you wanna sell or buy a house, Weikert is a place to go. With locations all over the United States, it's always available.
Yeah, go to Weikert. And Duncan.
Going back to the draft conversation, what we didn't talk about the Jets yet. Starting with Tony again, let's go down the line.
The draft?
Just say their position.
The Jets. Aaron Rodgers already. He's going on.
I don't believe that because I feel like the coaches are gonna make Rodgers stay for one more year, and then after that, if the Jets even do bad a little bit, he's gone, and he's gonna retire.
I'm just saying. Aaron Rodgers, he doesn't have, a family. All he has is the Jets, basically.
Guys, so I think the Jets should draft a defensive, another cornerback, so they can get one that actually can tackle someone.
I think what they should do is I think they should trade their pick for a player.
Yeah.
The first round pick. Yeah. Because they have such a low pick that a lot of the good players, like, it's not a low pick, but for this year's draft, a lot of the good players will be gone by their
pick. They could get, like, a decent rookie for that pick.
Yeah, they could.
Aren't they, like,
they could get.
Don't they get, like, 10th?
No, 11th? And I also, I also think they could get, like, a backup QB in, like, the late rounds, like.
Oh, yeah.
The Jackson Dart, the Ole Miss QB. Late rounds.
Yeah, Jackson Dart. Yeah,
yeah. I think they just need another.
Would be
QB.
Nice as a good backup QB. Yeah, and if Rodgers really does bad, you could put a young QB.
I'm just saying.
Did they get a young QB?
Like they did with Drake May. Like something happens. Yeah. Like the young QB has good athleticism. Like they could like.
It could be a good.
Yeah, I get Dylan. I get what you're saying.
The Jets kind of.
If young QB, he could do something good. Mike.
I think the Jets kind of need. Other than a quarterback, some like better like wings and like fix up their defense a little.
Oh wait, I got one more thing to say. O-line, they need some O-line.
Yes. No, I feel like their O-line was pretty good.
Their O-line is pretty nice.
This year it was
just like their
good.
Tackling that needs to get better.
They need another wide receiver for Aaron Rodgers to throw to because like he's throwing is like
Adams, he's
going out for a pass. Devontae.
Really?
Alan Lazard and,
I feel like Garrett Wilson got forgotten about.
They are both old, and Garrett Wilson wants out of the Jets.
Like, because.
So they might need to pick a wide receiver.
Rodgers doesn't throw to him. He's like, he was for
good. Rodgers only throws to a couple people, and that's it.
He was good when Devontae was not on the team.
The team got a lot better
with Devontae.
But, like, he's getting way less targets with Devontae.
Rodgers only throws to his Green Bay teammates.
True.
Think about that.
Do you think
Garrett Wilson will leave?
If he has the chance to, yes.
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
definitely.
Yes.
But I think he'll probably
stay one more year. I know. And then Aaron Rodgers doesn't target him again, he's going to be out.
Well, if we get a different quarterback, maybe he'll stay. It depends if we get a different quarterback, because, like, maybe in a year he'll stay, and then once we get the new quarterback, if he doesn't get thrown to any, still, I think he has to leave.
Yeah. Rodgers is getting old.
Definitely.
Rodgers is becoming grandpa.
No, he said, did you hear the press conference where he said that he had 4 more years left in him?
4 more years.
Oh, my God.
Nah, bro is capping so many passes.
4 more passes.
He's
going to
be four more games.
Not even 4 more weeks.
4 more years. Bro is capping
4 more minutes in the NFL.
4 more passes. Really.
4 more milliseconds.
4 more passes.
4 more milliseconds.
Look,
4 more.
I kind of want Aaron Rodgers to get hurt again.
Yeah, same.
Well, I mean,
because then he has to go out. It's like not an option. He has to go out.
I mean, but we don't have Zach Wilson anymore. Who will be our backup?
We'll have to get one.
Guys.
So Drew Lock, you want them to get? You want the Jets
to get
Drew Lock?
That guy for the backup. They say the Jets have him as their backup.
Does Tyrod Taylor?
Yeah, Tyrod Taylor. That's one of the Jets' backup.
But we could have got that a rookie QB like me and Dylan were saying.
Yeah.
All right, we Jets. Got rookie QB if you so hear that. This, draft a rookie QB now.
Jets, you need it.
Yes.
We'll also, we want some signatures.
Yes, signatures, please.
Well, goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Don't forget to subscribe.
Don't forget to subscribe.
This is it for today's podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, like the video, and listen whenever there's a new video dropping. Thanks for listening and bye.
That's it for today on the Sportscast. More episodes are on their way. Be sure to comment.
like, and subscribe now.